And as I mentioned, the final fortnight of Parliament, certainly a busy one, crammed with a number of contentious issues ranging from banking, renewed push for same-sex marriage, and the continuing debate on the euthanasia rights, or the rights of the territories to introduce any bill they want, including on euthanasia. The Greens are in the thick of the action, and the Greens leader Bob Brown joins us now in our Parliament House studio. Senator Brown, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, we just heard Greg Combe announce another inquiry into carbon pricing. The government's asked the Productivity Commission to look at what the rest of the world is doing. Is that a good idea?
Yes, that's one that, as Greg said, Tony Wins has been promoting. It was also part of the plan for an interim carbon price, which the Greens took from Professor Garnaut and put forward to the government and to the electorate in the run to the last election. It's a necessary means of getting an assessment of the overseas action on a carbon price, and amongst other things, to make sure that we don't overcompensate to industries in Australia, which has now fallen behind the rest of the world in terms of setting a carbon price.
We just heard the minister at the end of that interview basically say that, you know, the jury is in, that all the studies have shown that an ETS is the most efficient and cost-efficient way to introduce, to transition to a low-carbon economy. So he's already made that decision. Is this Productivity Commission, do you think, gathering the evidence as part of the political push to make the case in the middle of next year about the fact that, or to calm those who say that Australia is getting too far out in front?
Well, the jury's not in, and the minister knows that. A carbon tax is the proposal the Greens went to the election on. I think it's very well thought of and very well regarded in Australia. We are looking at the options, but the very point of this committee is to assess those options. It's very clear that a carbon price is essential. The OECD has now backed that up. But this committee is looking at the alternatives for a carbon price, and neither the minister nor I are going to gazump that by picking favourites at this stage. We are a committee that's looking at the best information in the world, and we'll make a deliberation on that in the first 6 months or so of next year.
Senator, can we move to banking now? Because the Greens are planning to introduce legislation imposing a two-year freeze on the banks, increasing their lending rates over and above any official lift by the Reserve Bank. Now, how would that work, and why is it the business of the Parliament to tell the banks how they should run their businesses?
Well, it's the business of the Parliament to look after the interests of the Australian people. That's why we're elected. And certainly the banks haven't been working in that interest in recent times, particularly in the last week where we saw those huge increases in interest rates as the banks gouged their customers from small business across to home. People have got mortgages on their homes. Now, it's up to us to take that seriously. It's gotten out of hand. It seems whatever the banks want to do, they're doing. What the Greens are proposing to do, Adam Bandt will move in the lower house, I'll move in the Senate, to put a cap on the interest rates that the banks can charge in the future. Interest rate rises. If the Reserve Bank says it goes up by 25 basis points, that's what the banks can do. They can't go higher.
You need to be careful, don't you, Senator? If the banks are being told how much they can charge on their loans, do we risk returning to the bad old days when, you know, credit was rationed and loans only went to those that the bank managers saw as a very good bet, you know, husbands, rich people?
Well, that's why the Greens are very sensibly saying, let's make this a 24-month trial. We've just seen the banks haul off even before the global recession has finally disappeared, a massive record, over $20 billion. Now, that's not coming out of thin air. That's coming out of people's pockets in Australia. If that isn't enough fat to absorb any problems over the next 24 months, then we're all going to be, I think, proven to be bad assessors. Of course it is. The banks need some hauling in, and this debate needs to be had. Joe Hockey's been talking about the banks kicking sand in the face of the government. The government's been saying there was no justification for more than 25 basis points rise in the interest rate last week, but the banks went up as high as 45 basis points. That's taking $30, $40, $50 out of home borrowers' pockets, the people borrowing for their homes each month. This is really hurting people, and the Parliament ought to, and quite properly should take action, but neither of the big parties is taking action. And what we're doing now is saying, well, to the Abbott opposition, join the Greens in taking this action to clip the bank's wings to give the Australian borrowers, including small business, which is a huge employer in Australia, it employs 5 million Australians. And when interest rates go up, you can see the potential for a squeeze on jobs in that very important sector. We've got to look at those factors and act in the public interest, and that's what the Greens are doing.
Can I move to the Victorian state election campaign? The Liberal Party has decided over the weekend not to preference the Greens in any lower house seat in the state election. What does that mean for your ambitions to have a significant presence in the Victorian Parliament?
It makes it tougher. But there is an old saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and that's the Greens. We have always factored in that the big parties would act in each other's interest to keep the Greens out. They've done that in Tasmania, Fran. Over the last decade, they reduced the size of Parliament to try to keep the Greens out, but it failed, and we now have two ministers in the state Parliament there with Labor. However, there's a huge campaign against the Greens by Labor. The Liberals have curiously fallen into line with that Labor request that the Liberals not give preferences to the Greens. But we are, I repeat, not a preference machine. We're there to get people's first votes, and we'll be campaigning very strongly, not least in those inner Melbourne seats in the coming fortnight, to get that vote, which will enable us to put the sterling candidates we have, including Brian Walters in Melbourne, and Kathleen Moulton in the seat next door in Richmond, into the Parliament. This is a big opportunity for the voters of Victoria, who may be sick of the manipulation of the big parties, to make a breakthrough in the interests of Victorians at the election.
Senator Brown, can I just ask you briefly and finally, we're going to be joined by Kim Williams from Foxtel in a moment, talking about the new anti-siphoning list, which will be considered by Cabinet today. The Greens are threatening disallowance if the government favours pay television over free-to-air. What's your bottom line?
It should stay much as it is, but we want to say free-to-air, everybody
should stay much
that.
Of it is, even though a lot of television sporting events aren't shown live-to-air?
Well, the free-to-air broadcasters now have digital options, and over 70%, is probably now over 80% of Australians have got access to that. So there's the opportunity to extend those events and to make it a requirement on the free-to-air broadcasters that they give the public the fair go at once there. But that's much better option than giving it across to pay TV, where only 30% of Australians have access, and therefore the majority of Australians are blocked out from seeing major sporting events. This again is a case of the Parliament needing to act in the public interest, and the Greens making it very clear that we will be acting in the interest of the sports-watching public to make sure that pay TV, which has got a huge amount of money behind it, no doubt, doesn't remove major and very popular sporting events from the viewing reach of the majority of the Australian public.
Senator Brown, thank you very much for your time.